Indeed, we revealed the Torah to Moses, in which there is guidance and light. By its laws, all the prophets who were Muslims judged those who called themselves Jews, and so did the rabbis and jurists of law. They were entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they themselves were witness. Have no fear of people. Fear me. And do not sell my revelations for a petty price. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed are indeed kafirs, unbelievers. We ordained in Torah for them a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and for a wound, an equal retaliation. But if anyone remits the retaliation by way of charity, it will be an act of atonement for him. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the wrongdoers. Then in the footsteps of those prophets we sent Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, Mary, confirming whatever remained intact from the Torah in his time, and gave him the Injil, the gospel, wherein was guidance and light, corroborating what was revealed in the Torah, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Therefore, let the people who follow the Injil, the gospel, judge by the law which Allah has revealed therein. Those who do not judge by the law which Allah has revealed, they are the transgressors. To you, O Muhammad, we have revealed this book with the truth. It confirms whatever has remained intact in the scriptures which came before it, and also to safeguard it. Therefore, judge between people according to Allah's revelations, and do not yield to their vain desires, diverging from the truth which has come to you. We have ordained a law and a way of life for each of you. If Allah wanted, He could have made all of you a single nation. But He willed otherwise, in order to test you in what He has given you. Therefore, try to excel one another in good deeds. Ultimately, you all shall return to Allah. Then He will show you the truth of those matters in which you dispute. So, O Muhammad, pronounce judgment among them according to the law which Allah has revealed, and do not follow their vain desires. And beware of them, lest they tempt you away from a part of that which Allah has revealed to you. If they reject your judgment, then know that it is Allah's wish to scourge them for some of their sins. In fact, most of the people are transgressors. But rejecting the divine law, do they wish to be judged by the laws of ignorance? Who is a better judge than Allah for those who believe in Him?